Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullen-Bine. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Otto Denning. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Salveson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Salveson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milo Candini. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Milo Candini. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to third. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hockett scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Cullen-Bine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen-Bine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Camporis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Salveson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salveson hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Case steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candini fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Denning scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0-for-1 in the game. Mac hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Salveson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salveson is 0-for-1 in the game. Salveson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mac moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mac. The throw from early and he is out, Camporis applying the tag. Hockett moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-1 in the game. Camporis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Early reaches third base with a triple. Camporis goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 0-for-1 in the game. Candini strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sullivan moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Paul Calvert now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Denning juggles the ball. That's an error on Denning. Spence moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spence scores. Vernon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Denning scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pretty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candini fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Heath reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Camporis moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Camporis scores. One out. It's 6-1, Senators. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 0-for-2 in the game. Candini hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early moves to second. Allie Reynolds now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camporis hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hockett strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early moves to second. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Candini bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to third for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Case reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Candini moves to third. It's 7-1, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence is walked intentionally. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-4 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Cullen Bynes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Candini scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Case scores. Spence goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camporis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 11-1, Senators. Mike Namek now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Camporis moves to second. It's 12-1, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Camporis moves to third. Early moves to second. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Candini hits a ball on the ground towards first. Denning fields the ball and throws to Namek covering. Safe. Camporis scores. Early moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. It's 13-1, Senators. George Cases at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cases 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Camporis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.